So we're on to the Monday Good Day program. Today is some sort of a half apple holiday. Forget about it. It's a waste of time and effort. Well, kids aren't in school. Banks aren't open.
Right. My mom's working. She's
post office. You have school there?
Yeah.
Really?
She's working. The kids are in school, or it's a work day?
No, she's in. Yeah, they're in session.
Huh. Huh. Roberta Fasanelli not with us today for whatever extraneous reason she's come up with. It's okay. Doesn't
she's got slumlord duty
today. Yes, she does. Right, exactly. All right, so Mel Brooks. Honored at the 41st American Film Institute. He'll get the Life Achievement Award in a big deal. I think maybe he's as much of an icon as any other American is at the moment. Anybody disagree with that statement?
I don't at all. Yeah. But don't you think it's funny that a guy who makes movies that are as stupid as his is one of the most respected filmmakers of all time.
Yeah, because he can make us laugh.
I mean, he never fails.
That's what it is.
He never fails to make you just bust a gut.
Yeah, it's very good.
Even if you think his movies are stupid, you laugh.
Bust a gut, is that like Busta Rhymes?
Yes.
Yes.
Word.
Word. All right, there's a video up today at DougStephan.com from our friend John Harper at WMEL. In Melbourne. It's a video taken on a beach in Brazil.
Uh-oh.
There are 30 or so dolphins.
You're looking at the dolphins when you're on a beach in Brazil. Right.
Thanks, John.
Nice going, John. Anyway, all of these dolphins get stranded on shore, and a bunch of people who are at the beach see what happens. They move to the water. And they pull the dolphins and put them back. But it's really about 3 minutes of colorful and maybe interesting, depending on what you're looking for at the beach. And neat. It's neat stuff. I like it.
You ever been hit in the chest by a dolphin?
I've never really been hit in the chest by a dolphin. You have?
Yes.
Would you like to be?
What does that feel like?
They are very strong animals.
Yeah.
Extremely strong. You know when you go swim with the dolphins, you know. So I'm in Colombia, and we're at the aquarium there, and the aquarium is just basically rocks built out into the sea to be able, like pens, and you can jump in with the dolphin, and they throw a little fish across the thing, and the dolphin swims, and you can hang on to the dolphin and ride with him. Neat, huh?
Yeah.
Well, until the dolphin decides to turn, and his tail whaps you in the chest.
Whack!
Wow.
Wow.
Strong animals.
800-51 as tough and strong as we are, Richie. We can win the day.
He had me on that day.
800-510-8255. Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Rich at DougStephan.com. And Joe. Oh, wait a minute. No.
Joe's not here.
Joe Biden.
Yeah. Joe in the debate this week. We'll see how that works out.
Joe Mama.
Okay, so social media interest points. The Good Day Connection, let's see, Facebook.com/Good Day, or it's on Good Day? At Good Day.
It's Facebook.com slash Good Day Show.
Mm-hmm. All right. Got it. I'd like to do a poll today, Jennifer, much the same as what we have at DougStephan.com, on how much time your children spend doing homework each day. There's a high school that's decided to do away with homework to help pupils unwind. A homework ban at this high school came after Germany's high school system cut a year from the school system. They make school days longer. And so as children are in school longer, some of the kids are in school almost 12 hours a day. So there's no more homework. Now, this is something that's going on in Europe, but there are a lot of people who suggest we ought to be doing something similar here in our country. Who agrees with that premise? 800-510-8255. Jennifer, when you were in high school, how much on average homework did you do?
I would say maybe an hour a night.
Hour a night.
Or maybe a half hour at night and a half hour in the morning.
Really? 4 hours.
And I'd be sitting and waiting to go to school.
So of all the classes, you must have had 6-7 classes a day, right?
Sure, I had six. There were six periods.
And you only had an hour of homework?
Probably. I mean, it depended on the semester, I think. Because a lot of times, English, you wouldn't have homework every night, but you'd have big papers that you would work on.
Yeah.
And with math, there was typically math homework every night. So it depended. I mean, maybe 2 hours. I don't know.
A night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. While you were in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Richie?
I definitely had homework every night.
How much was I supposed to be doing, or how much did I actually do?
Ah, nice. Here he is, another reprobate.
Yeah, I probably squeaked out a half hour, 45
really?
Minutes a day.
Really?
I will tell you, though, that my son, who is now in the third grade, mm-hmm. when he was in the first grade, kindergarten, first grade, see, even in the second grade, they would tell you, never have them go over 30 minutes. Even if they don't finish.
On any one assignment or all together?
Well, I mean, it's
all at once.
They would have spelling or reading.
Uh-huh.
It's spelling / writing and math is what they get.
Yeah.
And if they do not finish it within 30 minutes, stop.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
They do not want to have them hate it. They want them to do as much as they can in that 30 minutes and then be excited when they come back into school and finish it the next day in school.
What an interesting principle.
So now that he's in the third grade, I don't know that that's the case.
You know what, that's dumb.
And he has about an hour. He has about an hour a day.
For someone who's a goody-goody like me, I would never know how much is too much to do. And then I would be annoyed if I did it all and then I had to sit while the other dopes in class had to finish their homework.
Well, but the idea of homework is to do it at home, not in class.
Right.
That's why I don't like it.
And it's supposed to underscore, I remember when I was teaching, the idea of giving children homework just for the sake of homework was of no value. The only reason that it would be of value is to underscore what you learned in class that day,
mm-hmm.
it seems to me. Here's a helpful way of you emphasizing,
practice, yeah.
Yeah, right, the things that are, whether it's spelling, whether it's English grammar, whether it's math, science principles, the charts, the tables from chemistry, whatever it is, those things underscore and help you to hopefully understand. People that gave homework just for the sake of giving homework, it's no value.
It's something like math. You learn the lesson in class, and then you need to put it into practice.
Right.
I mean, believe me, I didn't like having to do it. But
let me tell you something. With reading, writing, all that stuff, Sean is aces, no problem.
Right.
With math, he is very good. But you need to reinforce it. And if
those tables and things, they take some work. All right, so here's the question. Perhaps you can ask it a different way on one of our social media sites. The website, DougStephan.com, asks, how much time do your children spend doing homework every day during the week? A, 4 hours or more. B, 2 to 4 hours. C, 1 to 2 hours. D, less than an hour. E, my children never have homework. I used to make sure that all of the students that I had, I said 1 year I had 184 students. I think that was the largest year I had. And they all had
you.
Thank you, Rich.
Mr. Stephan is the only one who makes sure we have homework.
Yeah, well, actually, I heard that a lot. But that some of the kids come in. Well, Mr. Scobie over in let's see, what was he? Scobie? He's the art. No, he was the shop teacher. He never gives us homework. You got a shop at your house? You going to work on stuff? What are you talking about? Well, but there are other. The gym teacher never gives us homework. Really?
Well, it's gym.
Yeah. Well, no, but there should be exercise there. Yeah, you get the point. At any rate, it was fun. But in my own circumstance in teaching, or actually going back, listening to my mind tell me how much should I do based on my own experience in school, I used to like to do homework as long as all my work on the farm was done. It was after dark. During the spring, it was horrible. I didn't do a good job on homework because I was outside working. I'd be on the farm doing some stuff. And so it was always something that was predicated by what else I had to do. And I think that's a problem. It ought to be a priority, not seen as one of those things, I got to get it done.
Yeah.
And otherwise, if it isn't a priority and the things that you're learning or doing aren't valuable, then you kind of do a little rebellion and maybe it works. And maybe
last Thursday, Sean has baseball practice on Thursdays, games on Mondays and Saturdays. So Thursday, he was just not motivated, and he had a lot of homework. And he gets home from the bus at about 4:15, walks into the house at about 4:15. Well, practice is at 5:30.
Uh-oh.
And by the time he comes home, unwinds for a few minutes, gets some, you know, undressed, changes, goes and gets something to eat. Now all of a sudden it's, you know, it's almost five, and he's tired. He didn't, you know, he's having a hard time with his homework, and he had a lot of homework that day. So we had the, you know, okay, you can't go to baseball practice until you finish your homework.
Done.
We ended up missing baseball practice. And
was he mad?
He was just kind of spent that day. Yeah. So I don't think he was mad. He may be disappointed.
Well, here's the thing that a lot of people, if you want your child to be well-rounded, and there are a lot of people, a lot of parents who just have their kids going from one thing to the next.
Our neighbors do that. Oh, my.
Yeah. But there also is, if your son's involved in sports, so you want to have time for that, or somebody who's a musician wants to play an instrument, learn how to do, that stuff is hard to do if you pile it all on. And so it's all.
I'm a big fan of just go out and play. They have to have that
little time for that. Yep.
Yeah.
18 after the hour on Good Day.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a 1-month supply free by calling 1-800-893-9155. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary, risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-893-9155. That's 1-800-893-9155.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. And then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints move free.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk
milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Distinctive weekend anecdotal reference to history. My way of
that's a long time. Just said a lot of big words.
Yeah, you want to do that again?
Janis Joplin. What I think you mean is from this week, this weekend.
I want flashcards.
Janis Joplin, at the age of 27, dies in 1970.
A member of the 27 Club.
Yep. A lot of them, right?
Yep.
So why don't you play me and Bobby McGee? That's what everybody thinks when you talk about Janis Joplin. They don't think about all of these other songs.
You know that song?
Her nickname was Pearl. Down on Me, Pearl was a song about her. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, no.
All right.
Richie?
So there you have another bit of information that you didn't have before you were connected to the Doug Steffen
But somehow something
program.
Told me to play Down on Me because you might have some interesting tidbit about
there you
it.
Go.
So there you are.
All right. So now let's move on to another anniversary. Here's another lady. Is there a comparison between Bonnie Tyler and Janis Joplin that needs to be made?
No.
No. Okay.
It's that easy.
That's that easy. Okay.
Yeah.
Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart began a 4-week run as the number one single in the United States. This was from her Faster Than the Speed of Night album. It's 5 minutes and 36 seconds.
Mm-hmm. It's a massive song.
When you listen to this song, you cannot get it out of your head. It's one of those things.
Thank
that
you for this, by the way.
There you go.
It'll be a gift all day today.
All day. It's
Everybody
my gift to you, Jennifer.
Today.
Yep. All right, so another anniversary, musically speaking. Never really got into Rod Stewart, at least into this song. I like Reason to Believe, which was another tune that was on his first album, Every Picture Tells a Story. Number one here in this country, number one in Europe at the same time. His two back-to-back hits were number one on the Billboard singles charts, both of them for 3 or 4 weeks. That's pretty unusual when you get a single that has two hits that are that significant on them. Richie, can you flip over? Because I like the other side of this much better. Maggie Mae was always... It sounded like it sounded like abuse.
Which one do you like?
I want Reason to Believe. Ty Harden song that he...
That.
You don't have that?
I don't know. Let me look.
I don't have that. Ty Harden was a composer, sort of a folksy country composer around the late 60s through the late 70s, and he composed another, this song was a song, and if you can't find the one by Rod Stewart, you can maybe find the original Richie. Reason to Believe is one of the most sensitive, provocative lyric lines of any song that I can think of to that point in my career. I was still playing music at this time. This is 1971, so I'm still on the air as FM Douglas or whatever role. role I was playing at the time, playing the Platters That Matter and Digging the Dugger and what's the other? Moldy Oldie Goodie. But I didn't play Moldy Oldies, though, at the time. I wasn't doing the Moldy Oldie thing.
Well, because they weren't oldies.
No, they were moldy, they were but newbies. They weren't oldies. Yeah. Newbie moldies. You can't find reason to believe any version of it? What's the matter with you?
Hold on a second here.
What am I waiting for you? I gave you 60 seconds.
I'm going to be quiet.
I'm sitting down, and I'm not going to be quiet because this is the Doug Stephan Good Day program. How can
let's
I be quiet?
This is it.
Right, let's see. Doesn't sound like anything.
It's getting there.
And yes, it is. Good. Yes. And this is a Rod Stewart version.
Long
but this, you can't find the original version?
This is the version I have.
No, I mean the original version by Ty Harden. This is the...
Good Lord, man. What do you want? You're like a woman.
No matter what I give you, I can't believe you. Give me that.
That's
okay,
right,
here you go.
It's just like being married to me.
Like
no matter what you do for me, it's not enough.
Right. I want this. Okay, yeah. Here you go.
Right. No, that's exactly. We're talking over the best, most dramatic part of the song.
Someone like you.
Come on, Rod.
Somebody
else think he's so skinny.
Someone like you.
Don't we have something else we have to do here, Richie?
Yeah, we'll give it a few more seconds. I don't want you cheated out of your favorite song.
Fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that could make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member, or a friend are active duty or off-duty U.S. military seeking employment, then Eco2 Tech is looking for you. Eco2 Tech is a publicly traded company under ticker symbol RVPL, America's green company, enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international jobs in various fields, with pay starting up to $80,000 a year, in addition to possible bonuses, 401k plans, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details online at greenjobsforveterans.com or call the Eco2 Tech job line at 888-600-6944. Again, that's 888-600-6944 for more details about Eco2 Tech. Thank you for listening, and God bless America. Eco2 Tech, Stocksable RVPL, isn't...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together. We'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Upon us. Notice I make no reference to it being one of those quasi semi useless and illegitimate holidays.
No, you haven't referenced that at all.
No, I haven't. So,
proud of you. Very good.
Thank you very much. All right, television report coming up. Jen Jen, what are some of the highlights of what you'll be reporting upon?
Ooh, I have lots of GMA news, a little Bachelor news, Sofia Vergara news for Rich.
Ow.
Yes.
All right. Let's see, the Ivo feud, we probably ought to talk about that a little
I'm
bit.
I'm over it. I think it's fake.
Are you really? It's a fake.
Yeah.
Think it's a fake?
I wondered
that. I think everybody thinks
go.
It is a fake.
Fake.
Even CeeLo, they were out in, TMZ was out in Hollywood and they saw CeeLo and CeeLo said everything is in Hollywood is fake. Steven Tyler, who was a judge last year, said that he thought it was fake.
Fake?
I don't know.
Really?
Right. Yeah. All right, so maybe it's a fake. What's this about? Well, I'll ask you this when we do the television report. I'm going to get off on
okay.
to that. Although, I did see a report about more gays and lesbians on television, and that doesn't count Bert and Ernie.
Oh, they're just roommates.
The lesbian
double
gay...
Beds, like Lucy and Ricky.
Some group that's a splinter group of GLAAD has found that there are more gay and lesbian characters on television than ever before. 97 scripted television shows are on the air this season, 31 regularly appearing gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender characters gracing the network, up from 19. Wow, from 19 to 31. It's a big jump. Does anybody really care about this stuff? And if you do, why?
You know,
why?
Modern Family, you watch that, and it's, you know, partially centered around, I can't remember the characters' names, but, you know, the two gay guys who have the little kids.
Cameron and Mitchell. Cameron.
Thank you. Hysterical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very
and it's
funny.
Okay, because it's not...
Is it hysterical because they're gay?
No. Well,
no,
part of it is.
Funny.
I mean, part of it is because they play it up and they have a good time with it, and they're just having fun. It's really funny. But I want to know the new normal, which is kind of trying to be the competitor.
Yeah. The new normal is so messagey, though. It is like very ridiculously messagey.
Like they're trying to get something across to me.
It's less about the TV show and more about the message.
Yes, and doesn't work at all.
But some people love it. It's already been renewed. I'm not one. I tried. But
op-ed piece in the L.A. Times this weekend from Mike Love.
Uh-oh.
Who's taking some rapid fire on his former pal, Brian Wilson. Wilson and Al Jardine, David Marks, are no longer touring with the Beach Boys. And Wilson said he was fired, and Mike Love says, no, you weren't. However, there is not another term used for the situation that exists among, in between, or not with them. So what do you call it if it's not...
Mike Love says that the tour was never supposed to keep going. It was... Mm-hmm. This is how long we're going to tour, and then after that, it's done. And Mike Love, who is the cousin, they're all cousins, owns the name, the Beach Boys. He owns the Beach Boys.
He does.
And so he said, this is always the way it was supposed to be. It was never supposed to continue.
Yeah.
So, and I don't want to, he's like, it was a special thing. I don't want to wear it out. It was our 50th anniversary. It was something very cool for us to do, very cool for the fans to see.
Mm. I didn't see him.
I don't want to wear it out.
I don't want to wear it out. You guys are the Beach Boys. Yeah. I mean,
I know.
What? You don't want to wear out the... I mean, you're the Beach Boys.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's running out.
Here's
come on in safari with me.
They just don't like each other.
Brian Wilson is a veg.
Yeah.
Mike Love knows it. Mm-hmm. The tour sucked.
Did it?
And now they don't want to do it anymore. Because
the tour was bad?
Well, I mean, I heard a lot of reports. It started out bad. When they started at Jazz Fest in New Orleans, apparently the show was horrible.
Yeah.
And then they kind of got it together and it was better.
Yeah.
But it's still, Mike Love wants to control that sound.
Yeah.
And when you have Brian Wilson and they're going, you can't.
Yeah. All right, so here's our 2020 trivia question. Everybody ready? I'm a little late with this.
I mean, but
right. Yeah, they were great together.
Brian Wilson's a genius. He just can't sing anymore.
Yeah. All right, ready? Everybody ready?
Yeah. 800-510-8255.
Men over the age of 24 shave an average of how many times a week?
No.
800-510-8255.
Their face?
800-510-8255. That includes you, me, and 24-year-olds.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Men over the age of 24, which includes all of us here.
Of what cultural background might I ask?
800 510-8255. I understand, Jennifer. All right. What's the answer? Swell prize the person.
We're talking worldwide.
Yeah. Yes. Around the world in 80 days. Men over the age of 24 shave an average of how many times a week?
I'm going to go with 5.
800-510-8255. We have some good news in a moment and the television report. In the meantime, I would like to take you to a place where you may be going all too often, and that's to the pain department. You have joint pain. I have several, now that the ends of my fingers sort of are missing pieces of them, I've got a lot of joint pain in my fingers, and I've always had joint pain in my back.
At least you didn't hear Doug had some sort of accident with a chopper.
I did. Got a little too close to something that I thought had stopped turning on my corn chopper.
Learn from Uncle Dougie, boys and girls. Yeah. Do not put your fingers inside of a corn chopper.
No. Well, I thought it had stopped because everything had stopped, but there was a piece that was flailing around that wasn't quite stopped. So anyway, business about joint pain, and by the way, this may be more important to you right now. Those of you who are thinking about getting that epidermal, is it epidural?
Yeah.
Epidural.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good idea at the moment because the stuff they use seems to be in question. It's made here in Framingham where I am, although it was. I think this place is out of business.
I heard a report on this over the weekend. It's these compound drugs that they're making where pharmacies around the country will take one drug and mix it with another to create the desired effect.
Right.
Well, obviously, the conditions and where these... I mean, they're made in pharmacies and not made in regular labs, and that's where you get the,
whatever there may be some outside influence or interference, and in this case the fungus got into whatever they're compounding, and not good. So people who might have thought about having one of these shots to get rid of the achy, because most of these, the shots deal with the joints that are in your vertebrae. And that's not easy to deal with. Take it from me, one who knows and was considering getting one of these shots before I drive across the country in a couple of months. Man, this is something that has been part of all of our legacies, all of our history. We all have our knees, our ankles, our shoulders sometimes. They're a problem, these sore, achy joints. So if you're getting older, maybe get some arthritis, you ought to find out more about a product called Ultra Joint, which in essence attacks your joint pain in a couple of different ways. Several ingredients in Ultra Joint reduce the inflammation, which is what causes the pain in the first place. Then there are several more ingredients that help with cartilage repair, specifically vitamins and minerals and herbs and eggshell membranes, along with some other things like tart cherry extract, which clinically reduces inflammation. So if you eat cherries, by the way, if you didn't know this, cherries are extraordinarily good for any kind of inflammation in your body. And illness is about inflammation. That's really the root cause of all disease is inflammation. So let's see if we can attack it. Ultra Joint does that, and it's FDA registered. The makers are so confident it'll work for you, they're offering a free 2-week trial so you can find out for yourself how well this works. You'll pay $4.95 shipping and handling. Order Ultra Joint by calling 888-809-6424. It really sounds like a terrific approach to this problem, and it is. 888-809-6424 for Ultra Joint and relief from joint pain. Order this now at 888-809-6424.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints, move free.
Schools are in session in Tiffin and elsewhere. Where is there no school versus where there is school? Is there school? The school's finally smartening up and realizing that they ought to be teaching about what a cur this guy is and bring people around to understanding that it's not worthy of holiday status, his birthday, or what. It's annoying. Oy. All right, I make my point every year, and it's pretty much the same point.
Yeah, you don't like this holiday.
I don't like it at all.
I got the memo.
You got that memo? All right, so speaking of high schools, we were talking earlier about the high school report on homework. And are you asking that question at
Facebook.com/GoodDayShow. You can answer how much time does your child spend on homework. Also, you can check out some of the stuff from last week. You know, a lot of house cleaning, a lot of stuff that we hadn't gotten into. Most of them focusing on the debate last week. Can you be in a relationship with someone that has an opposing political view? Also, the dynamic of the campaign, was it changed for you by the debate last week? And are you looking forward to the vice presidential debate coming up this week? Maureen said no. Alan said no. Same talking points. He wants to puke. Richard said yes, he was he changed his mind. Any doubt he had about how pitiful the choices were all resolved. Carol said yes. Mitt Romney was presidential. Yvonne said my mind is already made. No change for me. And Judy said, nope, I'm voting Libertarian. So you can chime in and see that. Plus another funny little question up there. Have you ever eaten anything that you thought might not be chicken? This was in response to a Chinese eatery that had closed down after a dead deer was found inside the kitchen. Tim said, at least it wasn't man's best friend. Bill said, yum, venison. Sherry said, I'm suspicious of any non-organic, liquid-injected, so-called chicken. Ew. Tastes so processed and unappealing, but it's not.
Do you know that the life of a chicken normally that you're going to eat from the supermarket is about 40, 45 days?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yep.
They pump them up.
Oh, my God, is it gross. All right. So let us, we have this question to deal with, and I'm not sure I want to get too lost in this, but we'll ask a couple of people for their answers, and if it's not right, we'll give them a couple more minutes while Jennifer updates us on the television report. 800-510-8255. The earth-shattering question of the moment. How many times a week do men shave on average over the age of 24? Sarah, what do you think?
I think four.
Why? Is that what the man in your life does?
Just about.
Yeah. How many times a week do you shave?
Oh, well, not four.
Yeah, and don't you find during the winter, as it gets colder, women are lucky if they hit like once a week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Really gross.
Okay. Hey, you know,
all right, Sarah.
We need to have our winter coat on.
It's not four, though. Sarah, thank you. Sarah's a little low. Jim in Grand Rapids, what do you think the number is? Oh, maybe this comes from you. Your experience. You shave three times a week?
Yeah, probably.
Really? This is a tough one for you, Jim?
Well, I shift work, so it depends on if I'm going to work or not.
All right, yeah, if you're working late, who cares, right? What do you look like?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
You just have to feel good yourself. Actually, you are not correct either. Both of you are too low, so I'll give you a moment or two more where Jennifer updates the television situation. If you'd like to take a crack at this earth-shattering, extremely important question, what is the average number of times a week that men over the age of 24 shave? Help yourself to 800-510-8255. Well, Jennifer brings us to new heights conversationally as far as television is concerned. I see that the Anna Nicole story is being... Did you talk about that, Virginia Madsen?
I did, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
they're doing an Anna Nicole story, and they've cast Anna Nicole Smith. It's Agnes Bruckner. She was in Dreamland.
Yeah.
I don't know if I see the resemblance, but I'm sure they'll do her up this
time. But this Christina that Richie's telling me about, what's her last name?
Christina Hendricks.
Is she somebody that ought to be playing that role?
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
She would work.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so Star Trek fans, you are in luck. Star Trek The Next Generation's LeVar Burton and Will Wheaton, who, by the way, very active on Twitter is Will Wheaton, they will make a return to TV together in an appearance of The Big Bang Theory in November.
Will Wheaton has been on The Big Bang Theory as Will Wheaton.
Yeah.
And it's hysterical. It's very really funny. Yeah.
Coming back. Now, Sofia Vergara is in the news today. She is going to be executive producing a brand new show for ABC called Killer Women. And it's based on an Argentinian series.
What is an executive producer that doesn't do anything except put the money into it, right?
Well, and put their name on it.
Yeah, so what?
Which is kind of good. All right, Good Morning America News. Sam Champion and his boyfriend, Ruben, got engaged over the weekend. Congratulations to them.
Also, I don't even know who these two are.
Sam Champion?
Who's he?
He's the weather guy on Good
Morning
America.
Well, why do you say it so with such indignity?
He's famous.
If I'm supposed to know who this guy, he's famous for what? I don't watch Good Morning America.
Being the weather guy on Good Morning America.
The guy on Spencer, what was this guy, the last guy? Christian, right? Spencer Christian was the last weather guy.
Yeah, he was good. See, you know him.
Yeah.
All right, Ann Romney, don't forget, will be set for her fill-in role for Robin Roberts on October the 10th. And bad news for The Bachelor and Bachelor fans. Bachelor Ben and Courtney called off their engagement.
Oh, no.
I know. Big
surprise.
Tragedy. So sad.
Oh. Good God. Who cares? Kevin Spacey in the House of Cards, a Netflix. And this is the reason I'm looking at this. I think you may have talked about it. Or did you? Netflix has now started to produce original series like Showtime and
HBO. Yeah, the first one's coming out this year. It's very, and people are really excited about them.
Yeah.
They're not messing around and saving money, that's for sure.
Kevin Spacey is in House of Cards, a 13-episode drama And they're going to run them all through the first day, and then they're going to spread them out. In February of next year, they're filming it now. I just find all this stuff. Where do you? There's so many channels and so much material. How do you ever get to appreciate what's good?
Well, that's why ratings are so low, because there's so many choices, and everybody thinks that the viewing audience isn't there, but it's just so spread out.
Rick, how many times a week do most men shave?
I'm thinking 7.
No, 6 is the average. 51 after.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, GibsonsHealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beets Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increase stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, the master of medical information, with the questions and answers. Actually, he studies all of the medical journals and brings you an update of all of the things that are of import to you and the general audience. You just asked me a question, and I, out of the corner of my ear, we have a story, actually, at DougStefan.com about this rare meningitis outbreak that actually has spread to 5 states. What do you know about the source of this and whether it's contagious or not, Ken?
It's not contagious. The source of it is in your backyard. It's coming from a pharmacy in Framingham, Massachusetts. There's an outbreak of a rare and deadly form of meningitis. Doug, meningitis is an infection of the covering, the meninges of the brain. It's sick and 26 people in 5 states, including 2 in my state, Florida, who've received steroid injections, mostly for back pain. 4 have died, and more cases are expected. 18 cases in Tennessee. There's a Nashville clinic. They received the largest shipment of the steroids suspected in the outbreak. It's called methylprednisolone acetate. It's coming from a specialty pharmacy in Framingham, Massachusetts, who've issued the recall of the drug.
Really? All right, so we better dig around in that. What is meningitis, by the way? What do people need to know about it and look for?
The symptoms include worsening and severe headache, the worst headache you've ever had, mm-hmm. with nausea, dizziness, fever, and often a bad stiff neck.
In other words, the same way you feel if you've had too much to drink.
Well,
in a sense.
It's just
not
a
being
fever,
to be facetious, but
it's a fever, a headache, and a stiff neck, and you can die from it if it's not treated.
All right, so that's something to look out for. Late medical news. Also, from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, more conversation about fish and what it does for us, especially when it comes to your heart.
Exactly. For people, Doug, concerned about their heart health, it may be best to eat fish instead of taking individual omega-3 fatty acids in supplement forms. Eating fish regularly was linked to a lower risk of heart failure, but taking the supplements in whatever combination, concentration of the different omega-3s demonstrated inconsistent benefits. The current American Heart Association recommendation is to eat at least 2 servings of fatty fish per week. Salmon, herring, sardines, and albacore tuna are the best sources.
All right, let's talk about kidney disease and the latest on what can be the lead up to getting kidney disease.
There's more evidence that sitting may be harmful to your health. This is out of the American Journal of Kidney Disease this week. Doug, the study suggests that people who sit for prolonged periods every day have a higher risk, it's amazing, of diabetes, heart attack, and even some cancers. And this new research shows that sitting for long stretches may also raise the risk for chronic kidney disease, especially in women. My advice, if you sit 8 hours or more a day, make sure you walk at least 30 minutes a day.
Mom news. Hypertension, if you're pregnant, I guess we need a definition of what hypertension is and what that might do to the ensuing birth.
Out of the Medical Journal of Neurology this week, hypertension, it's elevation of blood pressure. Children of women who suffer high blood pressure during pregnancy, that's the key, may pay a price even decades later. This new research suggests that these offspring score lower on thinking skills in their tests in old age. So this is amazing. What your mother did for you while you were in the uterus can affect your ability to think when you're in your 70s.
Wow. All right, let's spend a minute here going back a bit to your heart, your risk of coronary artery disease, heart concerns. It can begin at a young age. You gotta really know what your cholesterol numbers are, your triglyceride numbers are, as Ken suggests here about cholesterol, what he finds in his practice.
Doug, yes, high cholesterol is a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in all my patients. And there's this new all-natural approach from Italy. It might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are known as triglycerides. Users report excellent results in just 30 days. I like it because it's safe, FDA-registered Cardiol. It's also easy to take, just 1 capsule a day.
Taking responsibility for your heart health starts now. Listen to Dr. Ken. He's one of America's most sought-after cardiologists. He knows his stuff. 30 days, he says, and you could see a difference in your cholesterol numbers and your triglycerides. And the folks at Cardiol want to give you the first 30 days free. All you got to do is go online to cardiol.net/Ken. Click on Dr. Ken's free trial. Again, order it online, cardiol.net/Ken. Dr. Ken's free trial, a 30-day trial period of Cardiol. Also, you can try 888-809-6424 to order it on the phone. 888-809-6424 for free Cardiol.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a 7-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting on a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.